Lorna Golombek is an accomplished holistic health practitioner with over 30 years' experience in the health and wellness industry, and she is the founder of Seed Physiotherapy. She has extensive skills in physiotherapy, cancer rehabilitation, and women's wellness support using epigenetic precision health coaching. Lorna joins 101.5's Morning Magazine as our Tuesday's edition of Health and Wellbeing in her role as health and wellness coach. Good morning, Lorna.
Good morning, Rosemary. Lovely to be chatting with you.
It is as well. Lorna, last time we spoke, we talked about stress and breath work for the different health types. And today I understand we're going to be focusing on something many of us consume daily, and that's caffeine. So, Lorna, how does caffeine in tea and coffee affect our sleep?
Well, that's a great question, Rosemary. Caffeine is a stimulant, as most of us know, that can significantly impact our sleep quality, especially our deep sleep. So both coffee and tea contain caffeine, although in different amounts, and they can interfere with our sleep patterns if we don't consume them mindfully. So caffeine works by blocking things called adenosine receptors in our brain, and this is a neurotransmitter that builds up throughout the day and makes us feel sleepy. So basically, it tells us when to go to sleep. By blocking these receptors, caffeine keeps us alert and can delay the onset of sleep. But more importantly, caffeine can reduce the amount of deep sleep that we get. Deep sleep, which is also known as slow wave sleep, is crucial for physical restoration, memory consolidation, and overall health. So when we consume caffeine, especially later in the day, it can decrease the amount of time we spend in this restorative stage of sleep. So often people think they can get by on so little sleep, but it's actually because caffeine is giving them that edge. And at some stage, your health has to pay the debt for that. So typically, coffee contains more caffeine than tea. An average cup of coffee is about 95 milligrams of caffeine, while a cup of black tea has about 47. Green tea contains even less, usually around 28 milligrams per cup. However, it's not just the amount of caffeine. Tea, especially green tea, also contains an amino acid called L-theanine, which can promote relaxation and potentially offset some of caffeine's stimulating effects. This is why some people find that tea doesn't disrupt their sleep as much as coffee.
There you go. That's a little bit fascinating. Lorna, so what are the recommendations for people who really enjoy their coffee or tea and they want to ensure that they're going to get that good quality sleep?
That's another great question. Well, some recommendations for moderating our caffeine intake to protect our sleep and our long-term health is look at limiting your caffeine consumption to the morning hours only. So try to avoid caffeine after 2 p.m. or at least 6 hours before bedtime because it actually stays in your system that long. Also be aware of your personal sensitivity to caffeine. Some people metabolize it much more slowly and may need to stop consuming it earlier in the day. And then also consider switching to decaf or herbal teas in the afternoon and evening. So you're still getting that hot drink, but it's not going to have the caffeine in it. Mm-hmm. And if you're a heavy caffeine consumer, generally just try and gradually reduce your intake to avoid withdrawal symptoms, because that can also affect your sleep and make you feel pretty grumpy and also make you rather unpleasant for the people you're around. Mm-hmm. Also pay attention to hidden sources of caffeine like chocolate or even some medications, like some cold and flu medications have got caffeine in them. And if you're struggling with your sleep, try a 2-week caffeine detox to see how that affects your sleep quality. And just remember, everyone's sensitivity to caffeine is different. This even runs through the health types as well. So some of them will have different recommendations for the amount of caffeine. And it's also important to listen to your body and notice how caffeine affects your sleep. While moderate caffeine consumption actually has some health benefits, prioritizing good sleep is crucial for overall health and well-being. So if you're having persistent sleep issues, it's always a good idea to consult with a healthcare professional as well.
Absolutely. Lorna, thanks very much for your insights on caffeine and sleep. We enjoyed having you today, as we always do, and we look forward to hearing from you again next time.
Thanks so much, Rosemary. It's always a pleasure to share this information with your listeners.
You've been listening to Lorna Golombek from Seed Physiotherapy on 101.5, keeping our community informed and connected. And if you would like to listen to this interview again or Lorna's earlier interviews, why not go to 101.5 website and search podcasts.